The U.S. Constitution is displayed in a place of prominence in the National Archives in Washington. There you can see up close the signatures of the founders and the document they signed. The state constitution of Oregon is not on such a display and is not currently in shape for such a display, which is why the Secretary of State's office just announced something called the Oregon Constitution Challenge to get the old document spruced up and displayed. Mary Beth Herkert is the Oregon State Archivist and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. Let's start really general. How big are the state archives and what's in there?
Well, we have currently about 40,000 boxes of records. There are records that represent all of Oregon government, from cities and counties to state agencies. We have quite a bit of interesting records here, including the records from the territorial time period. We have records from a large collection from the military department and then also from the forestry department and a bunch of other agencies. So we have a lot of records, including this original constitution.
So, it sounds like most of the stuff is not on any kind of public display.
No, an archives, basically, the information doesn't go on public display. It's how it works is because they're one-of-a-kind documents, it's not like a library where you have multiple copies that can circulate. So the records are kept in an environmentally controlled area, and then as people request them, they are brought out to them to use. However, with the advent of technology and the web, we have been what we refer to as scanning on demand. So as records are asked for, we scan them and we put them online. We also have kind of earmarked some of the more popular records, a lot of legislative records, like, for example, the Beach Bill. We have all those records readily available online for people to use.
But it is a selective process. It's not like you're digitizing everything over time.
No, it would. If we started today and decided to digitize all those records, it would probably take us a good 30 years to do so. Scanning is not hard. That's the easy part, but it's getting all the information, all the metadata that needs to go with it to get in there. So it's a long, involved process, and so we have selected to do some of the more popular records, and then also as people request them, we put them online.
So where is Oregon's original constitution? This is from 1857, is that right?
Yes. It's in our vault. We have two vaults in the archives, and the constitution resides in a box in the vault and in an environment that maintains temperature and humidity, and the container that it's in is also what they refer to as being acid-free and lignin-free. So the outside elements aren't damaging it as long as it's in the vault, but that means then people can't see it. And it is the state's constitution, and I think it should be on display.
What does it look like? I mean, is it a big couple of sheets of paper like the federal constitution, or is it in a different format?
No, it's actually in a book, and we don't know how it originally looked because according to the title page in the bound volume of the constitution, it says that the Secretary of State in 1880 actually found it rolled up in the back of the Secretary's vault and then sent it out to be bound. So I don't know if it was, you know, continuous sheets of paper or if it was kind of already bound up and just rolled up, put away. We really don't know what it originally looked like before it went out to be bound.
So if it was rolled up in the back of the vault at the Secretary of State's office, it sounds like it wasn't necessarily given some sort of reverential care through the first 30 years of its life anyway.
No, and it really wasn't given much care after that because they went out and had it bound, but then they put it right back in the vault. So it wasn't temperature humidity controlled then either. So it's seen its day. I mean, it's got wear and tear on it. The ink is starting to fade. The binding is broken now, and it just needs some general cleaning. There's evidence that some people had tried to make some repairs on it in the past, and so those all need to be fixed and readied so that it can go on display. But more importantly, we need a proper case for it to be displayed in, very similar to the National Archives, where those cases that house the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, they are all have their own environment in them, and they're sealed so that even though you can see them, the glass filters out the harmful rays that make the ink fade or the paper pages yellow and that sort of thing.
Okay, we're talking to Mary Beth Herkert, who's the Oregon State Archivist, about the original copy of the state constitution, now bound in a book, but not on public display and not really in shape for public display, which creates something called the Oregon Constitution Challenge to, in essence, crowdfund the restoration of the Constitution. We'll get into the details in just a moment. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Are there particular periods in history, Mary Beth, I wondered, that where paper was worse or ink faded more quickly, and if this is one of those periods?
No, actually, the paper today is far worse than the paper that it's on. The paper that the Constitution is on is actually a linen base, so it has long fibers. So it's held up particularly well. Today's paper is recycled. It has a high acid content. The paper fibers are extremely short. And so if you were to have a document today, and fast forward 160 years from now, it'd be just dust, pretty much.
So that is one thing. We're fortunate the Oregon Constitution is not dust yet after 160 years. But
correct, yes.
But you got some. It looks like some. I looked at the video at your site, and it looks like you got some frayed edges and things like that on the paper.
Yeah, and that's from handling. You know, people don't understand. You know, the document, they just would take it out and handle it. The oils on people's hands really are harmful to paper. So that sort of thing. And then, you know, I mean, you think about it, people probably paraded it around once they found it and showed it to everybody and let anybody handle it who wanted to. And so it really got, you know, it's what was happened at the time. And so now today we try to, you know, circumvent that from deteriorating anymore by we wear white cotton gloves when we handle it and we just don't let anybody carry it around. It really comes out only on Statehood Day on February 14th. We take it down to the state capitol and let it be on display down there behind a case, although the case is not any way, shape, or form environmentally sound. And then we've taken it out occasionally here at the State Archives. People who come for tours, we'll bring them back into the vault and show it to them, that sort of thing.
Any real obvious atrocities? Any coffee cup rings or gravy stains on the Constitution?
No, there's some tape that somebody had obviously tried to tape the pages where they were torn, and so that's going to have to be fixed because the glue eats through the page and causes more harm than good, and it leaves a staining on it. So we'll get that all taken care of when we get it back to be treated and helped restored and preserved.
So what's the price tag we're looking at here? What amount of money do you want to bring in through the Oregon Constitution Challenge?
Well, we'd like to bring in $100,000, and that's the Constitution itself, to get the work done on it, is going to be between $15,000 and $20,000. It has to go to a place that specializes in this kind of preservation and care. It's a long process. They literally take the book apart and clean each page by page, and then they'll put it back together again. And the other nice thing is while it's back there, they're going to make a high-resolution digital image of it so that we can also have that online. The cases in and of themselves are anywhere between $35,000 and $40,000, and we'd like to get a case for the archives and a case for the state capitol so that the Constitution can be on display safely more than just once a year.
So is there money available for this within the state? I mean, why is this being done as a crowdfunding kind of thing?
That was a decision that we actually began about 3 years ago, trying to involve the students, the school-aged children. When I first moved to Oregon, they had just finished up the regilding of the Golden Man and the penny drive to, you know, to pay for the regilding of the Golden Man.
Atop the state statue, rotunda, state
correct,
capitol.
Yes. And so I thought, well, why not raise, you know, do something like that and let the school children be involved. It'd be a way for them to get actively involved in their government, understand their state's history and why it's important to preserve the Constitution. It's amazing every time I put the book on display is the questions that I get asked and how much people don't understand that you had to have a state constitution before you could become a state. So we've thought of this as a learning adventure and getting kids actively involved in their state's history and that. And then we raised about $6,000 that way from the schools across the state. And then with the new administration, this is, again, a priority of Secretary of State Richardson and his staff. And I've been working really closely with Michael Calcano, who's the communications director. And he came up with the idea of, well, why not put a crowdfunding thing on there? Because he agreed, too, it is the people's document. And why not ask the citizens of Oregon to restore their document so we can have it on display so that they can see it on a regular basis?
So the term Constitution Challenge indicates some level of something like competition here. Explain how that works.
Sure. Is for schools, if they contribute $250, we're putting their name on a plaque that will around the new case that basically will thank them for participating in the challenge. We also, as you give money, depending on what level you give at, you can get certain a commemorative pin or have your name put on the display case, or you know, private tours or thank you notes from the secretary and that sort of thing. So we kind of different levels of a challenge. We're working with other groups as well to see if we, you know, let them have their own kind of determine their own kind of competition to raise funds for getting the Constitution restored. And it really is like a community effort to have people recognized for contributing to getting their Constitution restored.
And is the line open already? I mean, can people start contributing now?
Yes, they can. If they just go to our website, they can click on Oregon Constitution Challenge, and there's they can see the video. And then there's a way for them to directly contribute online.
You know, I've wondered about state constitutions in particular because they get amended so much, and Oregon certainly has been. I mean, was that document not touched after 1857, or did some of the early amendments get put in there as well?
No, it hasn't been amended. The physical amended document is still the way it was when they all signed it in 1857. So the last pages of the Constitution are all the signatures of the delegates that agreed to the Constitution. So it just gets amended, and those amendments are added.
But not on the original document.
Not on the original, right.
No. Uh-huh. So are you doing some public events, doing some school visits as part of the process to drum up support and interest in the Oregon Constitution Challenge?
That's our plan. We would like to take it to different places. Part of the problem is the logistics of carrying it around the state and just having it on display. But in the past, we have taken it to schools. We had our very first school that raised the $250 was we took the Constitution out there as a reward for them to see it so that they could actually see what their money is going toward. So that was a lot of fun. I like to take it out because it's just nice to see people react to that original document.
It must be a little odd. I was just thinking about the fact that we're so used to you know, seeing things in movies where you bring out this old thing and people and the sound of the music goes, oh. It doesn't happen in real life, though. Somebody with cotton gloves picks this thing up and shows it to you.
Right, right. But, you know, it's kind of funny because you kind of get that moment is when I've had it on display, I've had a number of people come up and ask me if I could turn it to the signature page because their great-great-grandfather signed it or their, you know, some relative signed it. And when you show them that signature, you kind of get that, you know,
you get
musical,
that.
Yeah.
You get the
aha moment.
After all.
Right. It is really just the expressions on their faces it's priceless. You know, it's really neat to see that happen.
And so what's the timeline? What's the window here for the Oregon Constitution Challenge?
Well, we're have it open. As of today, there's 261 days remaining. That would coincide with the date that the original Constitution was passed. In the general election of November of 1857, so that it could be taken then off to Washington to petition for statehood.
Which happened on Valentine's Day, 1859, which we just celebrated last week. So that is the Oregon Constitution Challenge. You can find the link through our website at jeffexchange.org. Mary Beth Herkert is the state archivist. Thanks again for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, take care.